Last week we looked at the idea of it is time, and that is we can study all the characteristics or attributes of what it is to be alive in Christ, but every individual has to make a decision to say, okay, now that's what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to learn about it, I want to live it. I'm not going to just know it, but I want to behave in that way. We talked about the importance of making the personal decision. It's time for me to be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. And then we're going to conclude with this thought this morning about bearing fruit. And I believe that if you are a Christian who is filled with the Spirit of God, there will be a natural desire to bear fruit, and there will be the evidence of bearing fruit. Now, there's lots of ways to look at that when we talk about the manifestation of fruit or the evidence of faith. It could be in just watching your life. When someone views your life, do they see Jesus? When someone views your marriage, is it evident that they have something we don't have? When someone views your family, is it clear that there's an ingredient in their home that is not in most homes today? Something about them is different. Something is unique. Something is evident of the fact that God is indeed in their life. And I believe that that should be true for any Bible-believing Christian. If we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, if the Spirit of God is in us, then people should see the Spirit of God through us. That's why the Bible challenges you and I in Matthew to let our light so shine. Why? So that they can see us and how amazing we are. No. The Bible says, let your light so shine so that they can see your good works and glorify your Father. The Bible talks about it's important for you to let your light shine. It's important for you to live the Spirit-filled life. It's important for people to see Jesus in you because it points them to someone greater than you, and that is to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so certainly when we talk about being filled with the Spirit and bearing that fruit, those are the characteristics and attributes that we have looked at in weeks gone by. This morning as we look about this thought of bearing fruit, we're talking here about reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that if we are filled with the Spirit of God, if we are alive in Christ, if Jesus is living through us, then others are going to come to know Jesus because of the life we're living. People are going to come to know Him because we can't help but talk about Him. We love Jesus. We love what He has done in our life. We are a testimony of a changed life. We are a satisfied customer, if you will, and we want others to know the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 28 and in verse number 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And Jesus was challenging His followers, go and tell others about me. In John 4, He said, I did not come to do my own work. I came to do the work of the Father. And as I have been sent, so send I you. And so Jesus is challenging you and I as His children to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in a very practical way this morning, I want us to think about, okay, what could we do that would help us reach others with the love of Jesus Christ? Practically, what are some things we could do? And I want us to look at kind of a progression, a five-step progression that would help us. Number one, it begins with cultivating. It begins with cultivating. Every one of us rubs shoulders with different people throughout the week. And I want you to think in strategic terms this morning, that God does not bring anyone into your life by accident or without purpose. Everyone that God brings into your path is, if you will, a divine appointment. God has allowed that interaction to take place, and it's happening for a reason. Now, this could be a coworker. This could be a neighbor. This could be a friend. This could be someone you're associated with in some other venue. It could just be someone you meet this week you didn't know until this week. But all of these moments are a moment that God is providing you. And I want to encourage our class to be filled with individuals who are constantly cultivating relationships with people so that they can share the love of Christ. It often is easier to talk to someone about Jesus after you've already talked to them about something else. Maybe it was Final Four and how did their bracket do? Maybe it was about something you are experiencing with your children and they're experiencing the same thing. Maybe it's about work and how something is going for them and comparatively, how's it going for you? Something in the neighborhood, something about, did you see the poppies this week and how beautiful they were, or whatever. But when you're constantly cultivating relationships with people, connecting about other things, it makes it easier than to talk about the thing, which is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible puts it this way in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. In class, I just want to encourage all of us, be friendly. It's going to be difficult to be the person at work who's effectively sharing the love of Christ when no one wants to be around you, okay? When we're not known for being kind or being friendly or being courteous or being polite or in honor preferring one another, it's really going to hinder the impact that we could have with the gospel if we're just not careful about relationships at all. And so let me encourage you, be someone who is strategic in cultivating relationships. Be kind. When you go to work, determine to be happy, okay? When you walk into the building or to the gathering or whatever the case may be, just determine, I'm going in today with a smile and I'm going to say hi to everybody that I see and I'm going to try to have a genuine care and concern for others. I'm going to do my best to be friendly. I'm going to do my best to treat people the way I want to be treated. I'm going to do my best to treat people in a way that makes a good reflection on the fact that I am a child of God. So we want to be looking to cultivate relationships and we want to work to be friendly. And as we develop through this cultivation, friendship, connections, and some relational development with people maybe that we work with or have some other acquaintance, it's easy from that platform then to talk about the things of the Lord. But it begins with the cultivating, and let's be strategic to really be cultivating relationships. Don't look at any relationship that you have as a waste. Oh, but Gabe, if you knew about my boss, or if you knew about this neighbor, or if you knew about this person, I mean, they're a lost cause. It'll never happen. Be kind. Be friendly. You never know when something is going to radically change in their life and they will become open to the things of the Lord. We've seen some things happen in our class in recent days. I think of Tanisha lying on the hospital bed this morning, and that just happened this week. And things happen so quickly and things turn so fast. You never know what someone else is going through. You never know when they're going to face something that might all of a sudden make them very open to the things of the Lord. So consistently be friendly and cultivate those relationships. Secondly, then, we want to think of the idea of planting. Now, here's what the psalmist said. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Wouldn't it be cool if everybody was bringing someone with them? Amber and Christian have some guests with them today, and I haven't got the chance to meet them yet, but hopefully I'll get to meet them after class. But they text me earlier in the week, and they said, we're so excited. We've got someone coming with us today. And you know what? There is something exciting about bringing someone with you to class or to church. It's just a lot of fun to get to bring a guest and to get to have a hand in maybe extending an invitation for them to come and experience what you are experiencing and what you are benefiting from. And what that requires is that we, yes, cultivate a relationship, but that we plant a seed, that we begin at some point to say something like, hey, do you have any plans for Easter? Man, I'd love for you to come and experience a worship service at our church together with me. Or Have you ever heard about the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you know where you will spend an eternity? Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, whatever seed it is that the Lord wants you to sow, but you want to look to, yes, cultivate this relationship, and yes, develop this connection that you have, but don't just do that for the fellowship or the relationship or the connection purpose in and of itself. It's part of a greater purpose, and that is to tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. And you want to look to begin to plant seeds. How can you tell them about the things of the Lord? One of the greatest things you can do is just tell people what Jesus is doing in your life. When you get the opportunity, tell people about when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Tell people about what the Lord is doing in your life or your marriage or your family or whatever the case may be. Looking for opportunities to share with others what Jesus is doing in your life. So planting those seeds. Listen, you never know how long you have with a particular individual to plant a seed. And you don't want to withhold when the Spirit of God is telling you to put it all on the line and take the risk of telling someone about the Lord for fear. What if that person moves? Or what if they get transferred? Or what if the opportunity is lost, never to be found again, to share with them the love of Jesus Christ? So plant the seeds of truth in their life. We want to cultivate. We want to plant. Thirdly, then we want to be involved in watering. What do I mean by that? Well, look at 1 Thessalonians 2:9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Paul was speaking to the believers here in Thessalonica, and he was saying, we were always telling you about Jesus. We never stopped sharing with you the truth. And I'm not saying you've got to carry your Bible to work every day. And I'm not saying every time you talk to everyone, it can only be about Jesus. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is this. If you're cultivating relationships and you're planting seeds of truth, you do have to water them. By that I mean, you can't just one time say to someone, hey, do you have any plans for Easter? And then be like, okay, I did my part, done. No, not necessarily. You planted the seed, but you might have to come back to that again. And hey, have you thought about that invitation I gave you? Hey, have you thought about that thing we talked about? Have you thought about what I shared with you about what God did in my life? Do you have any questions or anything that I could pray with you about? You want to water the seeds that you've sown. Don't be afraid of being known as the person at work or the person in the neighborhood that loves Jesus or is a Christian or is a church goer. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be intimidated by that. Don't run from that. Your faith should speak much about your life and your experiences. There's nothing wrong with being associated with your faith. And just ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God to give you discernment. Ask God to give you balance. And God will lead you. But you've got to water the seeds that you sow. You've got to be careful in that regard to continue the message that you've given. When we think about our words and using our words for the things of the Lord in your notes, you see that we should use soft tones. A soft answer turneth away wrath. It's going to be very difficult to have a bold witness for the things of God if we are always angry all the time. We want to have sensitive thoughts. Behold, I send forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. We want to be sensitive to people and what they're dealing with. We want to always be sharing spiritual truth. And then fourthly, after we're involved in watering, then it's the harvesting. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. And we see here the step of harvesting. And as the Word of God, the Holy Spirit works to bring forth spiritual fruit in our lives. And we want to be there to see someone experience Jesus Christ. And that might be by coming to class or coming to church. It might be by placing their faith and trust in Christ. But God will give you and I an increase if we are doing our part to cultivate, to plant, to water the truth that God has given us in our heart. And then once we see someone come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, fifthly, we want to see in their life growing. The Bible says, but grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we want to see growth happen in the lives of the people that God uses you and I to have influence. It's enjoyable for me on a Sunday morning to look up into the choir loft and to see someone praising God that I had the privilege to lead to Christ. It's a blessing sometimes to see an usher seating a family and know that I had the privilege of sitting in that living room and leading that dear brother to the Lord. It's fun for me on Wednesday nights in discipleship to look around the room and to see couples that Suzanne and I've had the privilege of discipling, and now they're discipling other couples. It's a lot of fun to be around people that are growing in their faith. God desires that all of us are growing. But God more specifically desires that we are encouraging others to grow. Now, we know that we cannot encourage others to grow if we ourselves are not growing. So we must be consistent in our own personal growth. But as we are consistent in our own personal growth and as we have a passion to reach others, we want to be a part of others growing in their faith. And so as we think about this resurrection season, 21 days from today, celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, let us consider, I want to bear fruit. I'd love to see someone in this class because I invited them. I'd love to see someone make Lancaster Baptist Church their home because I encouraged them to come. And most importantly, I would love to see someone come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior because I shared with them my faith. That's what bearing fruit is all about. When we are filled with the Spirit of God, we want others to know the transformational life change that Jesus Christ can bring. And it is my prayer that all of us this season will do all we can to bring someone to know Jesus Christ.